Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ray Kugel reporting, U.S. to help out migrant crisis. The United States will accept 10,000 Syrian refugees in the coming year. White House spokesman Josh Earnest says many refugees have already been allowed in.
The fiscal year that will end at the end of this month, the United States is on track to take in about 1,500 Syrian refugees. The president has directed his team to scale up that number next year.
Meanwhile, the European Parliament overwhelmingly voted to support a call by European Commission Chief Jean-Claude Juncker for country-by-country mandatory refugee quotas over the next 2 years. Romania rejected the quota plan, saying there is no way it would agree to take in as many asylum seekers as Juncker wants. Slovakia also opposes the plan. U.S. Senate Democrats have blocked a vote of disapproval on the nuclear accord with Iran, delivering President Barack Obama a victory on his top foreign policy initiative. 42 supporters of the accord voted to sustain a procedural maneuver known as a filibuster. Opponents of the deal fell 2 votes shy of the 60 required to end the filibuster and proceed to a final vote on a resolution of disapproval. Republican-led opposition accused the Obama administration of weakness and capitulation to Tehran. President Obama, meanwhile, calls it a victory for diplomacy, for American national security, and for the safety and security of the world. The fossilized bones of 15 members of an ancient species believed related to humans have been found in a South African cave. The hominid, described as a new species of human, was named Homo naledi after the Rising Star Cave where the bones were found. It was announced Thursday by an international team of scientists led by an American paleoanthropologist. This is VOA News. Al-Qaeda-led rebels killed 56 Syrian government soldiers during an assault on an airbase in Idlib province. The Britain-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights says the soldiers were either killed during the capture of Abu al-Duhur airbase in the northwestern Syrian province or afterwards. 40 soldiers are taken prisoner and dozens of others are missing. Syrian state television confirmed government troops had left the base. Protests were held in London Thursday for a second day against the visit of Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Demonstrators said he should be arrested for war crimes against the Palestinian people. Henry Ridgewell reports.
Protests against Netanyahu's visit continued in London Thursday as demonstrators blocked trucks delivering supplies to an arms fair. On Downing Street, British Prime Minister David Cameron offered his support to Israel before talks with Netanyahu.
Britain remains staunch in our defence of Israel's right to exist and right to defend itself. We also remain thoroughly committed to the two-state solution and the peace process.
Netanyahu said he was ready to resume unconditional, direct negotiations with the Palestinians, but security topped the Israeli Prime Minister's agenda. Henry Ridgewell, London.
The Palestinian flag will be flown alongside those of full member states at the United Nations. The General Assembly voted Thursday, 119 in favor and 8 against, to allow non-member observer states to raise their flags, UN headquarters and offices. The Palestinians and the Vatican are the only two UN non-member observer states. Several states say it reverses 70 years of UN tradition that only full member states be allowed to fly their national flags. A grim report from the United Nations Children's Fund. UNICEF says the majority of Nigerian children suffer violent abuse. Chris Stein has details.
The report's findings released Thursday paint a grim picture of children's lives in Nigeria. It says that 6 out of 10 children experience some form of violence before they turn 18, with half of them experiencing physical violence. Others are abused emotionally or sexually. The violence starts young. Over half of children were abused before the age of 11, and 1 in 10 were abused before they turned 5. President Muhammadu Buhari is expected to unveil the government's response to the UNICEF report next week. Chris Stein, Lagos.
U.S. federal agents have arrested a Florida man for allegedly being part of a plot to blow up a bomb during Friday, September 11th memorial service in Kansas City, Missouri. The Justice Department says 20-year-old Joshua Ryan Goldberg handed out information to an undercover FBI agent on how to build a pressure cooker bomb, similar to the bombs that killed 3 and wounded 264 at the Boston Marathon in 2013. I'm Ray Kugel in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.